Welcome to the NewsRamp Industry and Manufacturing Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, and I'm thrilled to have you with us today. NewsRamp.com curates the latest business news from leading newswires, bringing you the most relevant stories to keep you informed and inspired. Now, a quick note before we dive in. While this podcast is produced with the assistance of AI and AI voices, rest assured that the stories we're sharing are very real, and the complete news stories can be found at NewsRamp.com. It's Monday morning, August 4th, 2025, and we have a lineup of industry and manufacturing headlines and stories that you won't want to miss. So grab your coffee, lace up those running shoes, or settle into your favorite chair, and let's get started. Here is our first headline.
ITS Logistics Distribution Fulfillment, Q2 Index. Functional warehouse space tightens amid highest vacancy rates since 2014. ITS Logistics released the Q2 ITS Logistics U.S. Distribution and Fulfillment Index, highlighting a tightening market for truly functional warehouse space. Vacancy rates climbed to 7.1%, the highest since 2014, while inventory costs surged to 80.9 on the Logistics Manager Index. Consumer sentiment rose 16% in June, signaling cautious optimism. The index findings align with broader industrial market trends, showing a steady pace of expansion. Warehousing capacity fell for the first time since early 2023, while downstream inventory readings dropped, indicating reduced activity at fulfillment and retail nodes. U.S. goods imports fell nearly 20% month over month in April, while average warehouse wages now exceed $19 an hour. ITS Logistics offers omnichannel distribution and fulfillment services to 95% of the U.S. population within 2 days.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Industry and Manufacturing Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.